people were coming there with their filthy money to try to ruin our lives and our children's lives. We're not going to allow them, are we? No!
At East Boston's Most Holy Redeemer Church Sunday, a rally against a proposed Suffolk Downs casino drew a massive crowd. A bevy of clergy from different faiths preached the same message. God doesn't want a casino on the East Boston Revere line.
A casino is not good for families. It is not good for marriage. It is not good for the gospel.
The audience's enthusiasm may have been heightened by a surprise twist that occurred over the weekend. 2 weeks ahead of a scheduled casino vote by residents of East Boston and Revere, Suffolk Downs parted ways with Caesars Entertainment after state regulators raised questions about an indirect Caesars link to organized crime. Celeste Myers of the group No Eastie Casino says this development reinforced a point she and other casino opponents have been trying to make for months. Suffolk Downs can't be trusted.
It's a huge indicator that Suffolk Downs is ill-equipped to select a suitable partner for themselves, much less the neighborhood of East Boston, the city of Boston, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Pedro Morales works with the anti-casino group Friends of East Boston, which organized Sunday's rally. Asked about Caesar's sudden exit, he struck a similar note.
You always said that there was something sinister, something not right with this from the beginning, meaning the way the politicians and the Caesar's Entertainment and Suffolk Downs handled themselves from the get-go was really behind-the-scenes deals, calling, you know, pressuring businesses, offering like bribes.
But in a video released after Caesar's left the project, Suffolk Downs COO Chip Tuttle was upbeat.
Recently, we changed the company that will manage gaming operations here if we're successful in earning a license. What hasn't changed? Our plans to develop a world-class destination resort.
Following Caesar's departure, Boston Mayor Tom Menino, who backs a Suffolk Downs casino, suggested the November 5th vote might be delayed. But Secretary of State Bill Galvin says it will proceed as scheduled. There is a caveat. Since the ballots describe Caesars as a partner on the Suffolk Downs project, whichever side loses may have grounds for a lawsuit. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.